Behind him was the island, the houses and crofts dotted across the grasslands and heather, until they gave way in the west to the corrugated hills that shouldered the sky on either side of the island's mountain, Ben and Seachan. "That's where the fairies live," Mary used to tell their children. "They let you visit in daylight, but not after dark. That's their time, and anyone caught on the mountain after nightfall is theirs forever." The breeze whispered through the reeds and tall grass around him. "Spirits," Mary would say, "singing to us from the other side." He listened carefully, but he couldn't hear her voice among them. He longed to hear it again, even if only once. Maybe someday he would.